A dead baby. A score of slaughtered sailors. The truth of what started the war was a matter of which side you were on and how you spun the story. In her grief, the queen wept 7 tears into the sea, one for each of her brightest diamonds. And then she waited. Iana Abernathy, The Cost of Secrets. Chapter 1. Ailey.
You were created to serve.
The queen of blood and rage sat on a throne inside her small throne room. The throne in this room was nothing more than wood and vine. It flowered at her will, but the blooms were absent today. The queen herself needed no ornamentation to evoke terror. Her eyes did that without any seeming effort from her.
Today she was worse than usual, as she'd been preparing to spar when the sleepers were brought before her.
Her hair was bound back in a tight braid, her hands were gloved, and she wore armor the color of battle-blackened blood. Behind her on the wall were an assortment of sharpened blades, swords, as well as axes and daggers. In front of her, kneeling on the bone-white floor, were 5 of her sleepers, half fey, half humans, who were created to serve as soldiers in her war on humanity. At the queen's either side were her 2 living children, her unseelie son, Rhys, and Ailey, the queen's daughter with the king of Seelie Court. No one else was in the room. The usually crowded chamber seemed almost cavernous with so few people present. Unlike many meetings, this one was secret. Neither of the courts knew of the queen's sleepers. Ailey wished she didn't know either, especially when the girl kneeling in front of her mother said, "I'm not a murderer." "Truly," the queen murmured. Anyone who lived in the Hidden Lands would recognize that tone. Ailey suppressed a wince. She was the queen's heir, and whether or not she wanted to be the next in line to the Hidden Throne, Ailey had a duty. She would stand in this small room with her mother and brother. She would witness the proceedings with an emotionless mien.
"I understand that we were born to serve your cause," the girl said.
"We all do."
The 5 sleepers behind her said nothing.
"We will not kill for you, though," the girl said.
She was still on her knees, but her voice was strong, echoing slightly in the queen's private throne room, despite the obvious danger in disobeying the queen of blood and rage. The other 5 sleepers remained silent. At least one of them looked as foolishly brave as this half-fey girl who was facing the queen. Their silence condemned them. Andelian ruled both the Seelie and Unseelie courts, and even those fey blood who lived outside the Hidden Lands. Possession of any fey blood was enough to be declared her subject, by decree of both fey and human law.
"Stand," the queen commanded.
"You need to understand. I was raised as a human. We all were. You can't expect us just to murder them. It's
them or us,"
the queen spoke over her as she descended from her throne.
"I'm both," the girl argued as she came to her feet. "My mother is human. There is no them or us for the sleepers. Can't you see that?"
The queen glanced at Rhys, her gaze conveying the order. When Rhys walked toward the girl, Ailey stayed beside the queen's throne. Protocol was a part of life in the Hidden Lands, even in the tiny private room where there would be no living witnesses beyond the royal family. Ailey's role as heir was to observe the proceedings, to learn, to see what a queen must do for her subjects. The girl stood, but she did not move. Rhys could have made her. He was the queen's most trusted guard and truest servant. If the queen wanted him to move the young half-fey, half-human girl, he would do so. But the queen held up her hand. She stepped down and walked over to face the girl.
"Do you speak for your whole team?"
Ailey wanted to tell the girl, to tell all of them to stop what was about to happen. Instead, she forced herself to watch, knowing that these moments were what defined a future queen.
She didn't ever want to take the Hidden Throne, but as she had so many times already, Aelys swore to herself that she would be a different sort of ruler than her mother.